It's Friday of the second week of Advent. Welcome to today's Adventcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troedek. In last Sunday's Gospel, our Lord announces that souls would be scandalized concerning Him. Scandal refers to those stones that were found on cobbled roads and on which a person could easily stumble, which made them an occasion of falling. Thus, Jesus announces here that His coming into this world will not be properly taken by all men. At first sight, this prediction may seem surprising. How could our Lord, who is love itself, be the occasion of a fall? God Himself takes the trouble to come down to earth to save us. He proves to us His divinity by miracles, each more astounding than the last. He proves to us His love by spectacular healings. He promises us an indescribable happiness for all eternity, and to merit this happiness for us, He sheds all of His blood for us in cruel sufferings. Knowing all these things, we could imagine that all men would simply follow Him and let themselves be attracted by Him. Sadly, no. A great number rejected our Lord, so that His coming became for many an occasion of falling. The rejection of our Lord comes from the depth of the mysteries which He came to reveal. The Trinitarian mystery, His presence in the Eucharist, everlasting hell. All of these mysteries are truly impenetrable for our tiny minds, such that a great many people refuse to believe in them. Then another cause of man's falling comes from his own depraved will and his disordered affections. And what happened in the time of Jesus is happening again today more than ever. Jesus remains an occasion of scandal for many. Lord Jesus, when the truths of the faith become more opaque, especially during the trials I will have to endure, help me to stay faithful to Thee. From Meditations for Each Day by Antonio Cardinal Bacci. In times of difficulty and of trial, let us remember the advice of the Holy Spirit. Cast your care upon the Lord, and He will support you. Never will He permit the just man to be disturbed. Psalm 54. Let us meditate also on the words which the imitation of Christ places on God's lips. Son, suffer me to do with thee what I will. I know what is expedient for thee. Thou thinkest as man, thou judgest in many things as human affection suggesteth. Let us reply then in the words of the disciple, Lord, what thou sayest is true. Greater is thy care for me than all the care I can take of myself. Lord, provide that my will remain true and firm toward thee. Do with me whatsoever it shall please thee. For it cannot but be good, whatever thou shalt do with me. If thou wilt have me to be in darkness, be thou blessed. And if thou wilt have me to be in light, be thou again blessed. If thou vouchsafe to comfort me, be thou blessed. And if it be thy will I should be afflicted, be thou still equally blessed. If we can achieve such a tranquil spirit of acceptance of the divine will, we shall never be agitated or preoccupied. We shall always be at peace, both in joy and in sorrow, even as the martyrs and the saints were. Let us ask God for the grace to be able to live and die in harmony with His holy desires.